It often keep me up at night reflecting why in the world would God want to be one of us, especially nights when I cannot sleep. Why the heck did God want to become one of us? To live like us in all things but sin, but more than that, to die, to suffer for us. Why? Perhaps the only answer would be love. If God did not love us, then He would not want to share our humanity, to live like us in all things and die for us. The only thing that could ever explain the unimaginable and unrational, unreasonable decision that God made for us would be love. That only God, who is radically in love with us, could or would ever imagine such a thing, to be among the one whom He loved, and to give His life so that we would have eternal life. And because of that love, the disciples, the apostles, were able to bear all pains, all sufferings, all wrongdoings for the love that they have for Christ. And Pope Benedict said very clearly that if Christ did not resurrect it, and if it's only a fake news or a fake reality, then none of the disciples would have risked their life to be in pain and suffering if Christ had not resurrected. And if that encounter with the resurrected Christ was not real, then nothing could ever explain why they were willing to bear such hardships, such rejection, such abandonment, such pain, such challenges, such suffering, if Christ was not real, or if His resurrection was just a scam. So, love responds to love. Jesus came to live like us in all things out of love. And the disciples fell in love with Jesus throughout His public ministry, but especially when they saw how much He loved them on the cross. And that love continued to give light to them after the resurrection, so that once they have come to recognize the encounter with this personal Lord, Savior, Redeemer, the one who loved them, all they could ever do is respond in love. So we need to ask ourselves the same question. Are we willing to risk everything in order to love Jesus, just that He had willed to risk everything to love us? What would be our response to this unimaginable, unprecedented love? Perhaps all we can do is try our best. Even if we get misunderstood, even if people done things out of jealousy in order to hurt us, just like the disciples in the first reading today, even when we get imprisoned and get hurt and get shunned away, out of that same love that we have for Christ, we're willing to bear all things. Christ did not remove all the obstacles away from His own disciples and apostles. They had to underwent the sufferings, the pains. But He made their sufferings, their pains worthwhile, because He was with them, because He loved them, and because they loved Him. So therefore, in our own lives too, may we discover our own particular, personal, intimate, and self-giving love and respond to this same love that our Savior had for us.